Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. Today is March the 6th, 2024. The time is 4:04, and I call to order the third Shack meeting of the year. There is a sign-in sheet. Please make sure if you're a member, you sign in. And if you are a guest, if you would also please sign. We are always happy to have guests. You should have an agenda in front of you. And the first thing on the agenda is nutrition, food services audit. Typically, that is presented by Danielle Queen. She's not with us. She was just going to give us an update on how we're doing on the audit. So we'll give her a few minutes, and if she comes in, we'll cycle back. And if not, we will just move it to the next meeting, next agenda. Okay. The second thing on there, I wanted to give you an update on the counseling programs that we have. Y'all, we're so lucky that our school is served by TChat. I don't know if you know much about that other than the things we've told you, but we have students that have different needs, and when they sometimes need or want to talk to somebody, as you know, it can be a difficult process to get into a professional. And through this process, they are able to connect with therapists that immediately. There's a short process. They do this like a video chat type thing. And it says we currently have two students, and I spoke to Daisy, and we just signed up a third student this week. So that's a wonderful thing. As you know, this year we are able to utilize Major Clarity. We really do that every Wednesday. Major Clarity is a program that helps with CCMR, our College Career Military Readiness. Really, we're able to take advantage of student interest surveys on that. And then depending on what their survey reveals, it gives them an idea of what careers they really are geared toward or have interest in. And then there are modules, there are courses on that that they can then go and look at to learn more. There are virtual field trips on there that they can look at different schools and different places to say, oh, they have a great radiology program. We had a couple of people that really like radiology, and Daisy noticed that their surveys revealed that. She reached out to Midwestern State, who has a great radiology program, and they're coming when we get back from spring break, which is really neat that connects our town, our kids, to the other colleges that are out and about. I love it because I'm a graduate of Midwestern State in Wichita Falls, and so I'm like, yes, y'all, come on. So that's neat. Our kids are taking advantage of that. Also through Major Clarity, it really helps not just with the CCMR, but it also, like, there are all kinds of things that really help the kids prep after school. The whole goal is, then what? What are you going to do when you graduate? Do you think you want to be a mechanic? Do you think you want to be a fireman? And they can really look and see what's involved and how to do that, and then what schools are around us so they know how to do the next step. So Major Clarity's been awesome. Okay, we've had health career exploration with Shannon Medical. All the kids, 7th through 12th grade, have had a chance this year. They bring the goggles, the simulation, and they get to do the different simulations. It's been a great success, and they have come back a couple of times then. And then to take it a step further, our counselor makes connections better than anybody I've ever seen. She's reached out and she helped set up an opportunity where our 10th through 12th graders that are interested in health sciences, they were able to go and tour ASU, was that just last week, and spend the day. Through that then, they invited us and said, hey, we're going to have kind of a nursing camp this year through ASU for any 8th graders that are going to be, you know, freshmen next year. We would love for y'all to come. So we just circulated those flyers. Like, our connection with ASU is pretty tight. So that's positive. Okay, Howard College representatives came. and they led a FAFSA meeting for our seniors back in January. We piggybacked on the elementary night where they had Meet the Teacher. And so the secondary side, we hosted a FAFSA meeting. All seniors have to complete the FAFSA, or if they don't complete it, they have to do a denial. And so they changed the process a little bit this year, and so we had somebody come and help with that. An ASU representative on the same night came and led us through the dual credit meeting for any 10th and 11th graders that want to do dual credit. We had an on-site ASVAB back in December. Daisy met with the juniors today to go over their scores. Again, the ASVAB test is an aptitude test, like for the military, if you're wanting to do that. And then lastly, with the counseling program update, we offered an on-site ACT in February. Again, y'all, every time we're able to offer things here and our kids aren't having to get on the road and travel, I think it's a blessing. So that's the counseling update. As far as the other cool things that happen through counseling and the counseling program, it kind of leads into the next thing on the agenda, which is social emotional learning. As you know, Daisy doesn't just do guidance counseling. She also helps with social emotional learning. And then she also has somebody on campus that does a whole lot that makes that successful. And so let me read you this program that we're kind of going through. And then I want to talk to y'all about what Monique is doing and let her speak. Part of the curriculum, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic is important, but we also care for the whole child. And so social emotional learning is very important. We use Second Step and Character Strong. Character Strong focuses on a character trait each month, such as integrity or cooperation. At the secondary level, a quote is read every day during our announcement time, and it supports the trait. So Daisy prints out a packet for the month, and last month was integrity. On the first day of the month, somebody will read. It's usually our, not National Honor Society, our student council. They read the announcements and they'll say, this month, our character trait is integrity. Integrity is doing what's right when no one's looking, you know, and then they read a famous quote and who it's by. So that's just one way we incorporate it on our side. Ms. Sanchez.
Can I say, Ginger?
Uh-huh.
You think kids? Oh, yeah. They don't pay a bit of attention.
Well, they need to.
I know. One or two, but how do you get them to?
Yeah, we just have to every day send a message out with the hope that who needs to hear it will hear it.
Yeah, but I mean, I just watch them.
And sometimes some listen to announcements more than others.
Yeah.
And I'll address a little bit of that in a little bit too. So
good.
It'll cover what I'm seeing in my classroom. So.
Every classroom is not the same. Depending on how attentive they are during announcements, I think really makes a difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What we don't monitor doesn't
correct
get tended to well.
But what bothers me most about announcements, the kids do not say the pledges. I cannot.
Mine do.
I hear them say the pledge.
I have high school and junior high.
Do you?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I see them saying the pledge.
Well, I just say during the pledges and during moment of silence, we're going to be respectful. And during, it's only a brief moment. You just show respect and they say respect. You just
never subbed in the class.
I stand up, I say the pledges with them, and mm-hmm. I do the moment of silence with them. And it just,
I do too.
But it's like it's a daily thing. And if they start talking, then I remind them, hey, we're being respectful right now. So it's that consistency. And so with being not always being in that same classroom, sometimes kids act differently. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely call their attention to that. say, we're going to say the pledge today, please make sure that you're being respectful. Mm-hmm. And if you choose not to say it, you still stand mm-hmm. and be reverent for those that want to participate.
Mm-hmm. But the main thing is exposure. Expose, mm-hmm. expose, mm-hmm. expose, expose. And just hope that one day it'll catch.
Mm-hmm.
Because to not expose, it would be a tragedy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they stand and be very quiet. I'm saying they don't verbalize.
But maybe it's I have some that do and I have some that don't, but it's kind of, I allow them to have that that respectful space to where it's a safe place that if they choose to do that, as long as they're being respectful to others. Okay. Just the same as moment of silence, they can bow their heads and pray if they choose
to.
If they don't want to,
they
have to be respectful.
Mm-hmm. And I would say in any classroom, that's our expectation. So Janet, at any time you're subbing and they're not, mm-hmm. Just go ahead and remind them.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
I
good.
Do. There's no problem. It just bothers me because mm-hmm.
they won't say it. As
much. I want to hear it.
And I'll mention
it. It's important.
Okay. Next thing it says, Ms. Sanchez uses second step with our pre-K through second graders. She does this every Wednesday morning, and then she uses Character Strong in the classroom guidance piece of that when she goes into the third through sixth grade rooms. Character Strong, I did the training on that several years back, and it's good stuff. I like all the positive affirmation, the positive things that come from that. You know, it's as simple as, she may write a positive word on every different table or desk, and then the kids can explore, what do those words mean? Well, who exemplifies that? How does that word make you feel? Different activities that are feel good. One of the activities that I noticed that I thought was really neat was she had all the kids to write down on a little piece of paper something kind. And then about, like, let's say I would write, Stacy always sits by me at lunch and talks. Like, that's a kind thing. And then they'd say, okay, if anybody else has something positive to say, they pass the papers around. And when it was over, kids had different little pieces of paper, and they looked at all the positive things that people had said about them. But they had to be true things. Like, she sits by me at lunch and shares her milk. So-and-so plays with me on the playground. So for some of the kids to be able to read all those positive affirmations helps fill their bucket, which I think is sweet. So a lot of good things like that happen. Okay, the next part of SEL. Yo, I'm so happy that Monique is here today. Monique Ballou is a GT teacher for us here in Bront. She has completed the Breathe for Change program, is a certified social emotional learning facilitator. You have like 200 hours of wellness certification, her yoga teacher training certificate, and almost every Friday without fail, she works with our pre-K through second graders. Would you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. I do want to say that it is National SEL Week, by the way, so it's really cool. Social emotional learning, it's more like the iceberg, right? We see it, we think social emotional learning, we automatically assume, oh, they're getting at a playground, okay, it's just them interacting with kids. But there's so much more to it than just that. With that, I teach them breath work and mindfulness, and we do meditations. Now, a lot of people will look at that and go, oh no, but meditation is just taking a moment to be mindful and stop and do things like body scans, where you're like, how does your head feel? How does your jaws feel? Do you feel tension in your jaw? Do you feel tension in your neck? So they're starting to pay attention to how their body is feeling in certain ways. Why is their body feeling like that? Is their stomach upset right now? Is it maybe nervous? Is it full? Is it happy? Different things like that. We do breath work, and so I even have a wonderful story about that. I've been doing this for a couple years, and I've even been going into the classroom sometimes and doing it. I had a second grader that we do a breath called a cooling breath, and they are specific kind of breathing. Like the cooling breath, you have to breathe in through your tongue and out through your nose, so you're bringing in cold air and out warm air. Well, this was one of the kids' favorite breaths, and he is severely allergic to bees, and he got stung, and he has an EpiPen. Well, he started to have a panic attack, and his teacher said, remember what Miss Ballou taught you, remember doing your cooling breath. It calmed him down enough that he did not have a panic attack, and they were able to administer the EpiPen and everything was fine. So it's been proven. Harvard has done studies about mindful things where they do something where it's called a power pose, and you stand in front of a mirror, just you looking at that mirror, and you think positive thoughts, and you do it for 1 minute straight, and you do whatever strong, with the littles we do like Superman poses or things like that. And it, with that, builds confidence, and it's been proven to work. So the biggest thing with social emotional learning is giving these kids tools. I did not know these tools until I was an adult. I had never heard of using your five senses to calm down until I had gone to grief counseling after I lost my dad. So things like that were never given to me, and I thought, man, if I would have heard this stuff, maybe I wouldn't have had such horrible test anxiety in school. Maybe I wouldn't have done, wouldn't have tried to fix things on my own way. And so it helps kids, giving them tools to use. And the consistency with that, if you do it just once, they're not going to remember that. We're not going to remember that. I mean, it's the same, we're all creatures of habit. So if we build positive habits, and those are maybe just once a week, once on a Friday, and that they're stretching, and they're stretching with the yoga, but they're breathing. That's what yoga is, and that's what I explain to the kids. Yoga is about being mindful, taking that time to give your brain a break. I go over big details with our brain is so busy during the day. Our brain is telling us to blink, to breathe, to everything, our heart to pump, we go through all of that. But when we stop long enough and we close our eyes and we can just pay attention to one thing, it gives our brains a chance to stop. And it also, the breath helps to stimulate our brains. The more oxygen we have, like I tell them, what is our automatic way when we're tired? What does our body automatically do? We take a big deep breath. That's like from a yawn, right? And so it's just a natural way. And so these kids are really soaring with this, and you see the pattern being brought up. I have one little girl that comes in every Friday, and she's like, I'm so excited we're doing yoga today. And I'm like, awesome, you know? And so it's such a beautiful, positive thing. Even when you start having some kids that are like, I don't want to do this. This is like not very comfortable. They start building that. And it's also a safe place. I say, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. But our biggest thing is being respectful of everybody in this space. So if you don't choose to, you can lay on your mat and just have quiet time, whatever you need at that moment, but you're not going to be disrespectful to somebody next to you. You know, and so it's just a beautiful way of teaching them that. We don't only just do yoga. With the older kids, and I had tried yoga with my junior high and high school kids, and it's just not a level that works for them right now because it hasn't been built up. I guarantee you by the time these pre-K, kinder, and second grade kids are up in junior high and high school, they're going to want to do it because they have been doing it, and they feel that, and it feels good to have that moment. We work on nonviolent forms of communication. We do Socratic seminars where the kids come together and they it's based off of Socrates and having that where they all come together and they speak about some topic, and it's not a teacher-led thing, it's a student-led thing. And they learn so much from it, and they start bringing in, we just kind of guide. Like, okay, we're kind of getting off topic, let's go back here, you know? And so it's really beautiful. Social-emotional learning, I think, is that missing tool that we really need in throughout. And people say, oh, well, they should be getting that at home. But the fact of the matter is that not every home has this. And not every person knows how to do certain things or the tools. I didn't know that. And I couldn't even help myself until I was, older. And now those things truly work. I remember having almost a breakdown before doing something big in my life after my grief counseling. And I remembered the five senses where it's, what can you see? What can you feel? What can you taste? What can you hear? What can you smell? And I still can remember at that moment seeing the leaves moving on a tree. And I took a deep breath and I said, I'm safe and I'm loved. And the kids, we all, at the end, we always give ourselves a big hug and we say, you tell yourself that you love you, because if you can't love yourself, you can't love others. And that's a big, big step for them. And so it's really been successful. We're hoping to maybe incorporate it all the way up next year on Fridays to sixth grade, and then maybe it'll go on. And
how long does this take a day?
It's just their music period. So we switch from, it's just a 30-minute period. Yeah. So from music to PE, it's a good transition. So, and sometimes at the beginning of the semester, we didn't do yoga. We were in a different classroom and we did a lot of other, like, we still did the breath work and we still did mindful moments, but we did a lot of social emotional learning, because there are TEKS, there are standards that the state has for pre-K all the way through 12th grade. So, you know, we try to cover all of those too. So it's really good character development and giving them the tools that they need. And there's been other places that have started to do research about studies with the correlation between STAR tests and the scores and breath work and yoga and things like that. And there's also some schools that are using yoga for disciplinary actions as well. So
that's a huge thing. Right now in my circles for discipline and administrative, they call it restorative discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And part of restorative discipline is acknowledging, what have you done wrong? How did it affect others? What can you do to make the situation better? And before you can make it better for the people around you, you have to figure out how to calm yourself down and make it better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself under control. Okay, now how can I apologize or acknowledge that it bothered you? And so the breathing is huge. I don't remember doing that in school. Did y'all?
Mm-mm.
But it's really a thing. And I am going to say, I've seen it in action, and it does work for some kids. It really does. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the things that I mentioned just a minute ago that we're doing through the counseling, this can be overwhelming when you continually outline things for kids like, oh, every Wednesday we're going to start talking about what you're going to do when you graduate. For some people, that is an emotional roller coaster,
right. Mm-hmm.
Especially the closer you get to it.
I don't even know who I want to be today.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. You know, we require every eighth grade student in the spring to prepare a personal graduation plan, which helps guide them on the courses to take through high school. But did y'all know what you wanted to do in eighth grade?
No.
I had an idea.
Floating around with some things.
And so it's good that we are helping them to choose paths, but we also have to help them manage the path that they are choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think that what you're doing helps them. Okay, every Wednesday we're going to just try to chunk it. We're going, okay, and I can handle this, but oh, on Tuesday I'm taking the ASVAB. Oh, next week I'm taking an ACT. And so as they start looking at all the things that they're doing, or we say, anybody who's interested 10th through 12th grade in a medical field, come and go with us to Shannon. It can really add up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, gosh, what do I need to do? And so the breathing, the self-awareness, I really do think helps.
Well, and in my GT classroom, even though we're not doing as much of the breath work or the,
mm-hmm.
I've put in a couple of little meditations where you go on, like Headspace has some. I always, just like good education tools, always proof it before, because you never know what agenda is coming out with any kind of thing. So we are not tied to a religion. We are not tied to a belief system. We are all about teaching. Breathe for Change was a program that was based off of a thesis that a pre-K teacher started. And she was like, we need this. Teachers need this. And so the main theme of it is changing the world one teacher at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. So when I did my training, it was with a bunch of other teachers all over the nation. I had some people from Canada, and it was during COVID. And so it was really interesting to see and hear stories. But it opened up my world completely by teaching that self-awareness. So in GT, what we do with my kids is that it's very much, we call it like academic advising, but it is teaching them, what do you need to do today? What is important to you right now? Like, we're not going to sit in here and do nothing. We're not going to, you know, like, so you're going to find something or I'll find something for you. And, you know, and it'll be educational, but, and they're usually now, they have built a habit where when they come in my classroom, they're getting their stuff done. So you don't really have these excuses anymore of, I don't have any time to do this, and I have so much work, and I'm gone to this, and I'm gone to that. And I'm like, well, you have a 45-minute period right here to take care of what you need to take care of, you know? And so having that self-awareness is going to be huge, because I know when I went off to college, my high school did not prepare me to be able to take care of myself and go to class and be sure I did my stuff, even though I was a straight-A student. That didn't matter. I went to college. I was like, I don't have a mom here, you know? And it's huge. So having them build that self-awareness from the beginning, I think, is huge, especially when they don't know who they are. Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have one more thing on the agenda, and that would be new business. I don't have any new business listed, but I do have a guest here, Tessie with Texas Medicaid. Managed care. Do you want to talk to the group a little bit about what you brought?
I brought this. It's the, well, my name is Tessie. I'm with the Texas Medicaid Managed Care, Texas Health Steps, Texas Star program. I assist families who receive Medicaid on providing, find a health plan, and schedule appointments as needed. And you can see that I brought this helpful toll-free numbers and websites. And, 211 Texas, option number one is for resources in the community. Case management for children and pregnant moms. It's like for anybody that has pregnant mothers or children who are at risk of having health problems, they can have case management, and a case manager will assist them to find the resources in the community to help them get extra medical and dental supplies, extra medical supplies and equipment, counseling services or school services, whatever the family thinks that they are not getting in the community, a case manager will come alongside and try to help them. And then, let's see, if they have a problem with their benefits, they could call 211 Texas, option number two. CHIP program, if they apply for Medicaid and then they did not qualify for Medicaid, that application goes to CHIP. And then if they didn't qualify for CHIP, then they'll ask them if they're interested in the Market Square, that Market program. And then also client billing questions, family and community health services, the HHSC site where you can apply right here in the middle. You can apply for benefits, Medicaid or food stamps. And then way at the bottom, most important thing is the WellPoint, First Care Star, and Superior. Their phone numbers are there. So parents can change their plan anytime. So if they need to go to a doctor or a dentist, but that doctor doesn't accept their plan, they can call and do a plan change, and then it'll take within 15 to 45 days. But then at least they get a plan change, and they get the coverage they want and the doctor they want. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I brought you this because I could give you my number, but I'm always in events like this or home visits or, you know, on the road. So I don't want you not to get the services you need just because I'm busy.
I think this is great. And we do have this posted on the secondary side, but I think kids look at it.
It just got updated.
So I'll update it.
Yes, because it
sometimes
used to
I think kids look at it and they're like, I don't know what this is. And so this is wonderful. At some point, I wouldn't mind, especially with our juniors and seniors, to have y'all come and talk to the kids about some services that they might be able to take advantage of, if y'all'd be willing to.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay. It'd be my pleasure.
Will update and
let anyone know. Yeah, because we used to be, AmeriGroup used to be the name, and then they just changed it in January to WellPoint.
Okay.
So all of these papers got updated.
Okay, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the services are still the same. They still enjoy all of the traditional Medicaid services. The only difference between the three insurance plans is their value-added services, which WellPoint, First Care Star, and Superior, they have a pregnant members program where WellPoint will give $75 for the pregnant mom getting the prenatal on time and the postpartum on time. First Care Star will give $150 for the prenatal and postpartum on time, and Superior will give $150. Mm-hmm. And then when the baby's born, they're on their mom's, the pregnant mom's program for 90 days. So they transfer that health plan that the mom chose to the baby for 90 days. Well, WellPoint gives $20 for each Texas Health Step medical checkup done on time. First Care Star gives $25 for each Texas Health Step checkup done on time. By the time the baby's 15 months old, that's six Texas Health Step checkups. That's $120 WellPoint gives in gift cards. That's $150 First Care Star gives in gift cards. It's crazy, and nobody knows this information. And then they have the dental plans.
Mm-hmm.
There's DentaQuest, MCNA Dental, and United Healthcare Dental. DentaQuest gives a dental kit and a $25 gift card for each Texas Health Step dental checkup done on time. And MCNA Dental, for each qualifying member who registers online, they give them $25 Amazon e-gift card. And then Superior, Superior gives members a $25 in over-the-counter benefits, over-the-counter items sent to their home. It could be cold medicine, cough medicine, allergy medicine, up to $25 each quarter. So if a family has four children, that's $100 in over-the-counter products mailed to your home without question. But, you know, we got to educate them.
Yeah.
We got to educate them so they can call the number. They can go to the website, they can sign up as members, and then start getting all of these benefits, because the children are going to have their Texas medical checkup and their Texas dental checkup, without a doubt. But they just don't know that the added value services are there, and they can be cashing in on these gift cards. And I'm just like, oh my God, yes, I want the preventative health care. Yes, I want them to get their checkups and their teeth clean and all of that. That is so amazing.
Yeah.
But we are serving the neediest of needy. I want them to have the gift cards. I want them to have that extra financial help.
Sure.
Like, if we could educate them, that'd be great. So hopefully, you know, it's just like one community at a time, one person at a time. You get the word out. Because I didn't know this before I had this job.
No.
And I've known everybody on God's green earth that had Medicaid, and I was with SAISD and Region 15 for 23 years and never heard this until I got to have the job. So it's definitely something that
we have this need in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. So we,
yeah, definitely. So, but yeah, if you have any questions, my work number, let me tell you what my work number is. I brought my cards, but they're in the car. It's 325-721-6556. And if you ever find a family that needs assistance changing the plan, I can help them with the plan change. I can't change doctors or dentists.
Sure.
They have to call their plan for that, but I can change the plan. And then if I find their doctor or dentist, I can change the plan and connect with that doctor and boom, we're done.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Does anybody have anything that you would like to add to the agenda to be discussed next time? We need to move item number one, the nutrition food service audit update. We need to move that next time because Danielle wasn't here. So we'll get an update on how the audit went. Anything else you might like to know coming out of like the cafeteria as far as numbers served or anything? Anything? No? Okay, we're not doing a summer feeding program. You know that, right? We talked about that last time. We probably won't cover the counseling update again. We've pretty well gone over that. We've talked about social emotional learning. Is there anything? I only have one
it
other
followed
thing.
You.
Missy Pittman is a CTE teacher. You know, she does a lot of really neat things. She just got, I hate to use this word, she got the drunk goggles. They're called drunk awareness goggles. But they really are neat. And so she isn't just passing them out for the kids to play with them. There really is curriculum and guidance with them. And there are different colored bands. And anyway, she's going to start using those in the spring with our older kids, not the younger ones, and talk about, you know, the effects of being under the influence of things. And so I would like to add that to the to the next meeting so that y'all could see them and maybe use them. And
it's neat.
It's neat.
Yeah, because it's going to give them that exposure to something that before they have.
I remember when my kids
did
that when they were in high school.
Okay, is there anything else that we've not covered this year as far as curriculum, any other programs that you want us to talk about? Because the next meeting will wrap up the year, but it'll set precedent for the things and goals that we're going to carry over to next year. One of the things of new business that I'm hoping we could talk about next time would be a health and career fair. If y'all are interested,
that was a big thing.
Oh, good. So could we add that to the next agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
That used to be a real big thing. I can see her. Miss Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs.
Used to handle that. And it was a big thing.
Career fair.
You weren't here. Yeah.
I'm just thinking that if we have enough things that we could cover, it might be a great opportunity for you or anybody.
I could bring a table.
Could it bring a table and set up?
Yep.
And
perfect.
And
then unless you have tables.
Well, we'll have a table. You bring the things and we'll have the table.
I do bring tables, but unless you have one.
I think that we have a great connection with ASU and to an extent to Howard College, but I still would like to invite maybe some people from Sweetwater, from Midland, from some of the junior colleges, or I call them junior colleges. You know what I mean. Abilene,
all the surrounding
Snyder.
Colleges.
Right.
You know, we'd like to get several. And then I really, like I would like people from our nursing home.
Yes.
Michael Bohinsky, I know, is on the board. I'd like somebody from City Hall or with our volunteer fire department. Y'all really think, like you do food, nutrition, wellness. I really would like it to be all-encompassing.
Shannon one time brought the helicopter.
It'd be great.
Well, and San Angelo PD, they have an officer that does educational things like that, and he goes to career fairs and
they brought
like that,
thing they would set in and it would
roll
them over like they were in a car.
Yes.
They were parked out front with the helicopter.
Mm-hmm. I would really like for this to be something that really Shaq or our people really try to do and do well.
Right.
We're not going to do it every year, but if we could do this once every other or every third year, really put it on and make an event of it. I was hoping we could try to maybe, and we'll talk about it next time, look at your calendars, think of when a good time would be. Is August or September, you know, too early? But it would help us catch our kids the moment they get into school and get it going.
And it also might help drive the major clarity as well.
Yes.
Because then they'll be like, oh, I saw that booth. That was cool. And they'll look at that career field that they didn't even think of doing.
Okay, so that'll be a big agenda item for next time. We'll have the goggles. Anything else?
We looked into Dave Ramsey.
So we do Dave Ramsey with our seventh graders. Missy Pittman does. She does a unit. It's about 6 weeks on financial literacy. But if we would like for them maybe to push that to a different grade or age, thoughts. Let me find out more. Okay. I love it where they get the envelopes and they have to, you know,
fill out stuff.
Is a great.
I just think that's such a neat thing.
It is.
What?
Dave Ramsey. Yeah, we do that with our kids at home.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. You got, this is your save envelope. This is, you know, your donation, what you donate. And then your budget. It's really about budgeting, I think, your money and resources.
Yeah. And understanding all the terms.
Yes.
Interest. And
yes.
All of that. I didn't know any of that when I was a kid.
So I could give an update on how we use it, who uses it, and if we think it might be a good idea to push it into even lower grades as well.
And I know that the kids in my junior high and high school class talk about that they would like with enrichment, like they would love an enrichment day or something like that that had more life experiences like changing a tire and like budgeting, things like that too. They've mentioned something like that.
Practical knowledge. Mm-hmm.
And they said, can we do something like that? I'm like, I'll bring it up.
Okay. I like it. Well, if y'all don't have anything else... Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to a close. The time is 4:45.